Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sport, and everybody who's listened to Verum Sports over the last 18 months or so will know that we have been massively behind what was 2018, the year of physical activity here in Hertfordshire. Well, we're in 2019, and it's all about legacy. To tell us a little bit more about that, we're lucky to be joined on the line by one of the Hertfordshire Sports Partners kind of chief officers, Fiona Deans. Fiona, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Well, great to have you on the show. Really excited to hear in particular about your special role in this legacy programme. Throughout April, the older adults programme, which I think is very important. But just quickly, we are talking legacy because it was tremendously successful the Yopper year. But nobody's resting on the laurels, are we? It's all about building upon those shoots of success.
That's right. So we had a number of theme months last year, and each month was led by a different organisation. And a number of us said it was so successful to help us promote what we were doing across the county by working together, that we've got 7 months that are continuing as the legacy, that will continue throughout 2019 to be promoting older adults, walking, parks, cycling, and to get women and girls more active.
It's so important. I'm really excited to drill into your particular role throughout April, focusing in on that older persons programme. Just quickly, though, the concern and obviously what prompted the whole Yopper endeavour was the atrocious levels throughout the county. I think Hertfordshire was one of the worst offenders in the country for adults across all ages, not even doing 30 minutes of activity across a week. Do you know what the stats are? Do you know how that year of physical activity kind of improved things, just as a general broader picture?
Yeah, we haven't had the latest results of the Active Life Survey through yet. They're due actually next month. So in terms of those stats, I don't know the changes, but the number of people participating on the programmes that we were promoting, we saw big increases. So, for example, on the health walks, which generally targets sort of adults that are retired, they increased theirs by a couple of thousand. The number of people signing up to their newsletter increased from 12,000 to 8,000 people. So we could see across a number of the months, especially park usage as well, the number of people using the Parks Hearts website, that increased by 144%, I think it was.
So goodness me.
There was definitely a noticeable difference in the people that were responding to the theme months that we were promoting.
And what I love again is that, you know, sometimes when you have these little elements of success, there's the human tendency to feel quite good and congratulatory, which is great. But you guys are going, no, that's progress. Let's build on it. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Yes. Well, just because, you know, we know being physically active has so many benefits to our health, both physically and mentally, especially for older adults. It's never too late to do something. Something's better than nothing. Just so many benefits to help reduce the effects of diseases that we may have, or reducing
sure.
the risk of developing them. You know, just the social side of it as well. And we just want to be able to promote what's out there for older adults. And throughout April, we've got lots of daily tweets coming out. Let people know where to look, to signpost, to find out what's going on in their local area, and hopefully more people will get out there, get active and find something they love doing and keep doing it for years to come.
Absolutely. I think that social element is so, so crucial, because sometimes we do just get into our little bubbles, and I do fear that that's increased tendency as you reach your latter years. So just really saluting you guys and your continued progress. Fiona, how did you get involved with this, and what's your remit throughout the April Older Adults programme?
So I'm involved in it because I was involved in coordinating the Year of Physical Activity alongside other colleagues at Hearts County Council or the sort of district councils. And so the Hearts Sports Partnership, we've taken the lead for the Older Adults Month. And really, as an organisation, we've asked all of the district councils if they can feed into us activities they want to promote for older adults that's happening in their areas. And we've put together a whole series of tweets and social media posts that we're asking other organisations if they can just copy those and paste them out through their social media channels. And they're all on our website as well, just to spread the word and throughout the whole of April, as many organisations as they can, just keep trying to promote what is out there for older adults to get active across the county.
Do you know what? I think that's so critical. Talking to various members of the HSP throughout the 2018 Yopper year, doing all kinds of great stuff, as regular listeners will know. It's one of those key words that came up was partnership, because you can do so much individually, and always people do, but it's when you connect, isn't it, and join the dots, share resources, that the compound effects of the positive steps are vast, aren't they?
Yeah, most definitely. Everything we do is in partnership with other organisations, and we couldn't get the magnitude of sort of the impact that we get without working with so many different partners. So for us, yeah, we really value that in the way we work at Heart Sports Partnership.
Again, for me, just love what you guys do. And I think this is a critical month coming up in April, which you are kind of orchestrating, again, the Older Adults Programme. Fiona, what do you think are some of the barriers that maybe our older listeners in Hertfordshire and St Albans listening, perhaps who haven't engaged in sports, even throughout the Yopper experience, maybe they put up to themselves? And what would your advice be?
I think personally people may have never been active, and they might think, well, I've not been active so far, so it's too late now to start. And it isn't. Just doing something, even if it's just trying to do 10 minutes a day of activity. It could be they're nervous to go along somewhere, they don't know what to expect. So see if you can encourage a friend to go along with you to that activity, so you've got a social side of it. Or if you're not sure, but you think you might like to do an activity, go along and just watch. You don't have to join in with the activity. Just go and see it, or phone up the person that's running a type of activity just to find out some more information. You can find out if it's, something for you that you'd like to try. But really, there's something out there for everybody. And people might think, oh, I've got, diabetes or different medical conditions, it's not right for me. But actually, the instructors, a lot of them are trained to know how to adapt their sessions. Even if you've got a low fitness level, a number of instructors can adapt it, so you can start off at low intensity and you gradually build up and you work at your pace. Hertfordshire Health Walks are brilliant. They have a whole range of walks and distances. Some are very short, they're slower paced, you can sit down and rest as you go along, versus other walks that are much longer, people that want to do a faster, longer paced walk. So it's just finding what's right for you as an individual. So you can get a friend to go with you, or whatever's comfortable for you to take part in that session.
One of the things during the Yopper year was great to chat to Peter Simmons, responsible for the pickleball, the UK's UK's fastest growing sport, pickleball, which is awesome. Again, its kind of ethos was kind of designed, not exclusively by any means, but designed really maybe for the slightly older person, or certainly those who haven't been engaged in activity for some time. Tell you what, I saw the YouTube of that and I want to get involved in pickleball. It looks tremendous fun.
Really good fun. It's a really good workout, and again, it's the sort of thing you can either play competitively and get quite a workout from it, or if you're starting off as a beginner or a low fitness level, there's you're playing in doubles. It can just be a nice recreational gentle sport. You can play it at whatever level you want to, and it is really good fun. It's got a strange name, the pickleball. It doesn't trying to work out what that would be in your mind, but again, it's something just go along and have a watch, and once you try it out, it's really good fun, and lots of people are taking it up once they've tried it out for the first time.
Honestly, the smiles on people's faces on that YouTube video, it's absolutely it's heartwarming.
It's brilliant.
But that is just but one possibility. So much going on throughout April. The most critical thing there, I think, Fiona, that you said is just give it a go, maybe take a buddy. But if you are nervous and you just want to learn a little bit more before dipping your toe in, what's the best website to go to and just to find out a little bit more about it?
Yeah, if you have a look on our website, which is www.sportinhearts.org.uk, there is a section called Getting Active. There's a page called Getting Active in Hearts, and that's got information about where to look about the different activities on offer. And then if you're not sure what a type of sport is, either phone the organisation running it, or just have a look on YouTube. If you Google things on YouTube, you can see what activities are like as well. So I would just do that, or just go down and watch, just go and see the session that is local to you, that you think you might want to go along and join.
So much going on, it's so exciting. Honestly, I really would encourage anybody, again, it could be a first, it could be that you've been out of sport and physical activity for some time, do just give it a whirl, because you don't know what you're going to discover until you give it a try. Fiona, once again, remind us, please, of the best website to go to find out all about this phenomenal legacy that you continue to build.
Yes, www.sportinhearts.org.uk, and look under Getting Active, or there is a Twitter hashtag, which is hashtag Hearts Yopa Legacy, and that has lots of tweets coming out about what's going on throughout the month.
Hey, perfect. We're excited, as always, to support what you guys at the HSP continue to do. No laurel resting for the HSP team. It's all about building that legacy. Fiona, really grateful for your time. In closing, do you have any final thoughts or anything else that you'd like to add just before I let you go this evening?
No, it's just get out there, just try something new, and really hope that some of the listeners will do that and find something they love doing, and it will start them on their journey to be active for like, you know, for the rest of their life and many years to come.
Absolutely. I'm going to end this with a quote. I was very lucky last year to chat to Daley Thompson, and he said this. He said, exercise may not add years to your life, but it will add life to your years. And I thought that was a brilliant summation.
That is. I would agree entirely with that.
Have yourself a quality evening, Fiona. Honestly, great
Thank
to chat
you.
To you. Keep up the excellent work. I quite simply know that you're going to.
Thank you very much.